Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Every spring in Oklahoma, a new generation comes to life. Fresh crops reach for the sky. Newborn calves take their first ginger steps. Paycom was born in Oklahoma too, and they're deeply committed to our state's agriculture industry. Paycom's mobile app puts HR and payroll right in the palm of your hand, so you can handle business from the back roads to the back 40. They energize farmers and ranchers today to build a foundation for generations to come. Learn more at paycom.com. Well, with the super cold temperatures and negative wind chills, cattle producers need to follow recommended livestock care checklists to mitigate significant dangers that Arctic blasts bring to animal health and production. Paul Beck, OSU Extension Beef Cattle Specialist, says when it gets this cold, there are some key things producers need to think about.
You know, they're good down to about 32 degrees is their lower critical temperature. When we get below that, we're going to have to start making some changes to help them handle that extra cold. When we're down below that, it's about 1% increase in energy requirements for every degree below their lower critical temperature. So if we've got a thin cow with a thinner hair coat, you know, their lower critical temperature is going to be up 40. As we get down close to zero for the temperature, you know, they're going to be about 40% below their requirements.
Having a windbreak or a place to keep warm also needs to be a priority.
So if we don't have a windbreak or something to keep that wind chill from working on them, we're going to be 15% higher than that. So we're looking at 50 to 60% increase in nutrient requirements or energy requirements for them to handle that cold. Increase their supplementation, increase the quality of hay. You know, we're going to start losing body condition over this period of time. If we could feed some high quality hay close to where they're going to want to be, you know, they may actually increase their hay intake by about, you know, 20 to 50%.
Beck says hay waste is not a concern when it gets this cold.
Don't want to worry about reducing hay waste. Let's, you know, put some hay out on the ground, let them spread around. If they do have calves, those calves can get in cover and get up under that hay to get out of the elements.
Beck also cautions producers to take extra care when breaking ice on frozen ponds, and if possible, not to do that alone. Well, Congressman Frank Lucas, along with several others, have introduced a Congressional Review Act joint resolution of disapproval in their respective chambers to strike down the Biden administration's recent listing of the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act. I'm extremely frustrated at the actions of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listing the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act, said Lucas. The Fish and Wildlife Service's listing of the lesser prairie chicken creates an unnecessary and burdensome layer of regulation on Oklahoma's agriculture and oil and gas industry, despite strong conservation efforts by farmers, ranchers, and landowners in Oklahoma, along with other states. In fact, the extensive conservation measures that were developed by states, landowners, and industry stakeholders has benefited the lesser prairie chicken, and the population of the species has increased by more than 50% since the Fish and Wildlife Service began their process. The measure would prevent the listing from having any force or effect. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.